Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
All right, and now we're going to go into the questions, which you have on your phone. Wait. I think he did something wrong.
Oh, really? There's just no sound on that one.
Good question. You didn't record sound? Can't put that in.
No. This is a really good first run.
He didn't record sound. Okay, our first guest didn't record sound. Brandon did.
Hey, Travis, curious, as it's not always easy to find what mastermind fits you best, what is the best way really to search for a mastermind today? Thanks.
You dirty, dirty boy. what a plug.
Excellent question.
Yeah, I wish there was I wish there was a tool to help us find masterminds.
It would be awesome if there was like a software where you could search for masterminds.
That was so sly. I played that with the best of intentions. Travis, what's a good way to find a mastermind for you?
So typically, to answer this question seriously, typically you are correct, Brandon. Like, there's not really much to do. The first time I ever heard the word mastermind was actually I was taking a free online course from John Lee Dumas. It was a free podcast course, and it was back when I was figuring out if I wanted to go down this path. And he mentioned masterminds. He was like, "Oh yeah, you should probably hire a coach, and like joining a mastermind is good." And I was like, "What is a mastermind?"
I thought it was the DreamWorks movie the first time I heard it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Megamind.
Yeah, that's essentially what everybody thinks, and or you think of like a criminal mastermind. That's like right where your head goes. And if you do a Google search, that's basically what you're gonna find. That's really all you can find when you like search for it. So there's not really much to do right now about that, except for what I would like, the way that I tell people prior to what Brandon is going to build. And for obviously everybody who doesn't know this, Brandon is in the middle of building a company called the Success Finder, where people will actually be able to go to a search engine and look for masterminds and that are like fully rated from people that are or were members of those groups. And the same thing with any live events. So it will be a really helpful tool. And it's one that I wished existed a long time ago. I remember thinking that when I was searching for a mastermind, when I first heard it, I was like, man, this is impossible to find something. So really the real answer is find leaders or thought leaders in your space that you want to emulate in some way, like some version of their success that you want to emulate. So for me, the reason that I joined up in a mastermind that John Lee Dumas did was that he was obviously the expert podcaster, and I wanted to learn how to become a better podcaster. So I was just kind of like monitored his Instagram and just followed his stuff pretty carefully. And then one day saw that he was announcing that he was going to do a weekend mastermind. I was like, okay, well, cool, that's it. So after that mastermind, I was like, well, that seemed to work out. Let me see if I can go find another one. But I didn't really know where to start or where to go. And so I just started going to events, live events. And actually, it was John Lee Dumas who brought me to this live event called Thrive, which is put out here in Vegas every year. And I think they're going to do it again. I think they're doing it again this year. It was supposed to be like last week, actually. But obviously Corona stopped that. So they, I think, are postponing it to the fall, but it's a really good event, and it's run by a guy named Cole Hatter. And so when I went to Thrive, I saw that Cole had his own mastermind. And when I looked at what Cole was up to, he was also successful in some things that I wanted to be successful in. So his main, like his bread and butter was flipping real estate. And That's what he'd done for a long time. And then not only did he flip real estate, but he also sold real estate trainings from stage. So he's clocked like over 3,000 hours on stage now, because he speaks like 9 hours every day on a weekend for like 4 or 5 years. So Yeah, that's all. Just 3,000 hours.
Rookie numbers.
So I knew that I wanted to speak better. I knew that I wanted to learn a little bit more about real estate and real estate investing. And then I knew that I wanted to get into the event space, which obviously he was throwing a really large, successful live event. So all of those things, you know, stacking on each other, it was like, okay, well, that's the next mastermind for me. And not to mention, John Lee Dumas is the one that made the intro for me to him. So he was somebody that I trusted that was recommending that he was a good dude. So that, you know, came with a big endorsement from JLD. So I was just like, okay, well, this is the next one for me. And then when I joined the mastermind that I'm in now, the 100 million mastermind, it was out of the fact, like two big things for me was that I wanted to get better at direct response. Like basically the entire industry, I just wanted to learn more about it, get better at it, copywriting, emails, you know, funnels, and like all of that whole world. And a lot of the people that are in that group are just experts and the masters at that, that craft. And so that was something that I wanted to emulate in my personal life. Not to mention, there's also some people in there that are really good at raising capital and raising funds for like startups and things like that. And right now I'm in the middle of building this software out. And so I knew that I wanted to be able to learn from those types of people and that their success was success that I wanted to emulate in my personal life. And so right now in terms of like discovery, there's not a lot of great things except for just getting in the industry and learning as much as you can from the people that you want to emulate the success. Like I don't recommend joining a mastermind just for the sake of joining a mastermind, even though, you know, like for instance, my mastermind that I run is a content-based mastermind. So like if you have zero intent, zero inkling of like creating content online, starting a podcast, doing a YouTube channel, like making your Instagram better in some way, like if you have zero interest in any of that stuff, then you probably shouldn't join my mastermind. Like it's not going to be.
And you should
like,
probably start doing those things.
Yeah, yeah. Also. Yeah, and also you should
You're also probably things. Not going to last very long.
You should do those things and you should join my mastermind. But that's what I'm saying is that if you don't just go find the first one that you find and then just say like sign up just because like this is one that I found and I respect the leader. It's like, okay, well, unless you're willing just to pay that much money to get close to the leader, which in some cases you might be willing to, and in some cases might be worth it. But the majority of the time, like you want to try to find somebody who is successful in the fields that you are wanting to be successful in, because not only will you learn from their like knowledge base and things, but they also have a network of a bunch of other people who are also successful in that same space that you'll be able to like get connected to.
You shouldn't take advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with, especially in your, or at least in their vertical. You know, you gotta make sure you.
Yeah, that's a saying that I've said for a long time. But
I didn't know
recently,
that.
Recently, people have been like, "Well, you know, it's not really that." And so I agree with what people are saying. So maybe I need to change the way that I say the statement.
Do they have a podcast studio like this? What do you know?
That's true. Are they sponsored by McAllen? No. Are we sponsored by McAllen?
Mm-hmm.
That's TBD, you know? TBD.
So the next one doesn't have anything to do with masterminds, but this was a question I know came in yesterday. That's actually from the guy that left the review, so I'll give him some airtime. So Chris asked, you know, there's a lot of people that just started podcasts because we're in lockdown. And he wants to know, should you just send it? Should you go after the people who are the big names who may be a little bit more available now? Or should you still wait to get some under your belt before you reach out to like the you know, the top dogs, the A-listers, if you will?
Yeah, I think normally you should wait until you have a lot more reps under your belt. But yeah, given this current circumstances, a lot of people are just at home and getting used to doing a bunch of stuff virtually. Like I'm speaking at like, I don't know, 4 or 5 virtual summits over the course of the next like 6 weeks, just because everybody was just moving everything from in person to online. And so I think a lot of people are getting really used to that. And you might want to take advantage of some people's downtime, especially the more affluent people that are chilling in their like really nice house. Like they don't really have to go anywhere. Like they just kind of are sitting there doing nothing, but they still have a bunch of money and they're just kind of enjoying their family during this time. Like they might want to get on a podcast and they might be more.
They might
want to
get away from their family and it's going to the den to record a podcast might be the perfect way to do that.
The perfect excuse. Yeah. So yeah, I think the answer is yes, but also if you are brand new, then you might want to reach out now, but schedule for later. Mm. So if you like just started, I remember I remember when I first started, I got this guy on, it was Patrick Bedavid. And I think I was just way too early to do it because I was shooting for the stars. Right. And I was reaching out to people who I really respected, but I had just started my show and I got him on because I had mutual connections to him. Like some people that I knew pretty well that were in his like inner circle. And I had gotten John Lee Dumas on, who I knew they had known each other because he was just on John's show. And so I got him on, but then when I got the opportunity, I just wasn't good at it yet. So I think I really blew that initial opportunity to connect with him in a memorable way. Luckily, he's a good dude and he gave me another shot at it. And I flew out to Dallas and interviewed him in person in his studio the second time and was really well prepared for it. And I think I did well with that one. But the first one, I think I just totally screwed up. Like literally, like I had tech issues. This is back when I was living in Lancaster and we lived on the outskirts of town. We had just crap internet. We had satellite internet. So like connection was totally unreliable. So what I did back then to like mitigate that is I did all of my interviews only audio. I didn't ever do video. So when Patrick came on, because he's such like a, you know, somebody that I respected a lot and had a really good name in the industry, when he came on, he automatically assumed that we were doing video as well.
Right.
And I wasn't a strong enough interviewer or host to be like, hey man, I don't do video because of XYZ. I was just kind of like rolling with the punches because I didn't want to like disrupt any sort of positive energy that was happening. You know what I'm saying? So I just like kind of let it happen. And so what happened was when I was speaking to my microphone, the feedback coming in through my headphones was like a half a second behind. So everything that I would say, I would hear myself say it like a half a second after I would say it. It was totally messing with me. But I didn't know what to do because I was in the middle of the interview. So all I did was like pull one headphone off of my ear like that so that I could actually hear myself say it audibly without hearing the like echo. But I had to keep my headphones on so that I could hear what he was saying. It was just a total nightmare. So like a bunch of tech issues happened. We started the interview late. Like I didn't feel like I was on my game as an interviewer because I was so focused on just trying to get a question out without hearing myself say it to myself. Like just so many things that went wrong on that. And so I just wasn't experienced enough as an interviewer, like in my ability to ask questions, but also like to just take care of a tech issue that went wrong that I just, I'd only done like 10 interviews up to that point. So I didn't know what to do. So I think sometimes you can get yourself into a bad situation if you try to jump the gun and do things before you're ready to actually do them. So, but that being said, I think the answer is still yes. I think you should be doing a lot of reach out during this time because people are home in front of their computers, like a lot more responsive than they probably typically are. But just set the interview out for like July or August or whatever. Like,
unless you're listening to this in July, in which case.
Right. Then wait an appropriate amount of time, get some interviews under your belt, like work through some of those tech issues that may or may not happen early on. Like you just want, if you bring in a big name on, the last thing you want to do is blow the opportunity. Because if you do well with the opportunity, then that's when they're like, oh, hey, I have a friend that I can introduce you to that would be great fit for your show.
If you blow it, they go to the next man going, oh my God, I just did an interview with the worst guy ever. Oh, I thought you were muting me. I literally thought you were going to
go across.
Sorry for talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that would be more of a.
Get out of here. Ridiculous. Sorry. All right. Travis's butler keeps walking in and out. It's super distracting. Are you done cleaning the yacht or what? So anyway,
I'll leave it alone.
That's a pass. That's it.
I think that's actually it for today.
We need to think of a good like questions. Outro segment.
Yeah.
Because literally every single one's like,
okay, we're done.
Done.
Well, that's it for today's show. If you want more advanced networking strategies as well as an instant network upgrade, then consider partnering with my BYN Inner Circle Mastermind. There are already dozens of high-quality entrepreneurs in the group. There's dozens of video lessons on networking. There's monthly calls. There's accountability crews and more, all for the low investment of just $99 a month. So head over to BYNInnerCircle.com to jump in. That's BYNInnerCircle.com. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show. We'll see you next time. Remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.